This is Stevenson Mustangs Basketball. Online, mobile, and on demand. Powered by SFMSports.net.
Welcome back here to Owings Mills, Maryland, as we wrap up a women's basketball win 68-50 over the Albright Lions. Stevenson, the number one team. Albright, the number two team. And Stevenson, still number one through and through with the win. Now 11-0 in the conference. We bring on Coach Jackie Boswell here for the post-game interview. It's brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. And wow, Coach, what a win. First of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
And 68-50 win. And, pretty much outside of the first 2 minutes of the game where they got a couple of easy baskets. I mean, just making a first or second pass for the Lions was difficult in this one.
Yeah, I mean, but their post players are really good. So I thought we did a good job on the outside. But, you know, the first couple possessions, they were able to get the ball on the inside or just get offensive rebounds. And that's where we knew we were going to have to struggle a little bit. I think we got it together.
Sarah got 23 shots tonight. Was that the game plan to go after Khaleesia Harris inside and try to get her in foul trouble?
Well, I mean, I think that's got to be the game plan every day. You know, Sarah's got to touch the ball inside again, not because she has to score all the points, but it just draws so much attention. And now the way Stephanie's shooting the ball and the other things that Kiara and Caitlin can do when Sarah draws that attention, it just makes us really tough.
With the kind of defense that Albright brings underneath the basket, scoring 30 for Sarah is just that much more of an accomplishment just because of who's underneath guarding her.
Yeah, I agree. I think we had to get it into a fast-paced game. It became a half-court game. It was going to be a little bit more. I thought we came out in the second half and did a better job of running and just running and running and running.
So I have to ask you, did they get three foul shots?
They did get three foul shots.
I thought it was real wise. Because you're up by 16. You're playing great. Not going crazy. Because I got your kids all upset.
Yeah. And they're not going to change their mind at that
point.
And Coach, at the end of the game, was able to clinch a spot in the conference tournament right now with 11-0 with plenty of time left in the regular season. Loftier goals, but you got to get to that point first. You got to go little steps along the way, and this is a nice little step.
It is. It's a great step, and we just got to keep going every day. There's a lot more steps between now and where we need to get to.
Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, and now we bring on Sarah Tarbert, who comes in and has scored 30 points and the Owings Mills Gymnasium record, 30 points, and only the fourth player in school history to score 30 points. Sarah, welcome.
Hello.
And just talk about the battle tonight underneath the basket going up against Khaleesia Harris, Khadijah Bishop, the bigs. How you were able to score 30, talk about that.
Yeah, well, Harris and Bishop, they're really great players, and they're really long and lengthy, so it's kind of hard to just go right into them. So I think you had to give them like a little move, and I think our guards did a good job of feeding us the ball when we were open so we could make easy moves.
It just seems like everybody's really looking for you even more. And I saw what it looked like. You were telling somebody, it's okay, you don't have to give me the ball. Shoot, you're open.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that Brittany, I think
yes,
it was.
Yes, that's exactly what it looked
open,
like.
She tried to feed it in. I was like, listen, if you're open, shoot the ball. Like, that's all I want.
In addition, 36 rebounds as a team for you guys, but 18 on the offensive end. And at the half, you had more offensive than defensive rebounds as a big. What does that mean for you? Because usually you might be getting that ball on that second chance.
Absolutely. Offensive rebounds, I think, are one of the most crucial parts to the game because you can reset the shot clock and it gives your team another 30 seconds to try to score. So when we get offensive rebound, I really just think it bumps up our momentum, and I think we just all get more excited and more into the game when we can score on the putback.
Well, I think your teammates really have so much confidence you on the break now. They know you're going to catch it, and usually somebody that's your size, you're so athletic and such great hands, they said they don't know what to do with it. They just send it to you.
Yeah, well, the coaches are really good about saying to look for us in transition, and they really, it's great that the guards really trust us to catch the ball and to throw it to us like that.
Sarah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right. Coach Jackie Boswell, Sarah Tarbert joining us on the postgame show brought to you by GoMustangSports.com. Stevenson wins 68-50 over Albright.